Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our 11th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today we are going to talk about the importance of grit and perseverance while you are on your academic journey. So what is grit anyway, and how does this relate to academics? Well, my spouse has long called me stubborn, and I am sure you have heard of that term before. In fact, many people have called me stubborn throughout my life, and these days I can take it as a compliment. Grit relates to stubborn in that even when things don't go your way, you keep fighting and keep going. This is particularly important when you come across topics that don't come easily to you. Last episode, we discussed the importance of attitude, and grit relates to that. Grit in academics means that even when a topic is difficult for you, you keep working hard, and you keep learning. Think of this as how it relates to your attitude towards this topic, which it does. If you work towards understanding this difficult topic, and you acknowledge that it is hard but you are not giving up, that is incredibly important in your academics for those tough classes and topics. People in your life will tell you many things, and it is up to you as far as what information you take from them. I have had many people in my life that told me I just wasn't cut out for school. Did I mention that I am now a teaching professor at my school with a PhD from the University of Illinois? When people, including faculty, told me that I wasn't good at something, I took it as a challenge to keep working and keep going. I will admit it took me many years to get where I am now, but I wouldn't change a thing. I would revisit every struggle, every difficult moment, and I look back on them with pride. Grit is the ability to embrace the challenge, to keep working to learn that material, to keep asking questions and figuring things out. If you are curious as to how much grit you have, Google Angela Duckworth, who wrote a great book on grit, the power of passion and perseverance. If you go one step further, you can find her grit test currently hosted by IDR Labs on the internet. Not surprisingly, I scored pretty high, in the top 93%. This fits what many people have told me throughout the years about being stubborn. Now, even if you find that you are not very gritty, you can change this to become successful, particularly at your academics. As we have said before, if you want to achieve something, keep working and embrace the challenge. Change your attitude and approach and address all of the tasks that come with mastering that topic. Hang out with friends that are also gritty and have prioritized learning and success in class. This alone provides you with a group to chat and study with. Remember, you are in university, you belong there, and you can do it. Don't ever let anyone tell you different. I wish you a wonderful day. And I hope you find this useful. Until next time, happy studying.